97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, as I indicated, no Sue Thomas today. She's got jury duty, but we are loaded up, including a conversation in about an hour with Steve Jervey, who's actually a good friend of Sue's, used to be here at Channel 30, but he is a retired meteorologist at WFLA in Tampa, and he has been in Tampa for the past 25 years, and he's there right now bracing for Milton. So we'll hook up with him. We have Alana Austin in the next hour. She is a Kirkwood parent who had a unique experience in August with a middle school teacher who was flying a Palestinian flag and didn't want to put an Israeli flag up in his classroom, and then also denied the Holocaust. So that's a fun story we'll get to here this afternoon. Charles Lipson at 5:07, Chris Elston, a.k.a. Billboard Chris, at 5:25. Kenny Wallace is back with us this afternoon, NASCAR legend, who I'm a little unclear if he's here or if he's in North Carolina. We're going to find out this afternoon. Kenny, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm doing good, Mark. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. You know, I was thinking about something, and this may be a sad reflection on where we are with baseball, although you always are positive. We did not do the annual Mark Reardon, Kenny Wallace baseball game this year. I lost my motivation. It wasn't you. It was just the team.
Well, there's an old saying. There's always next year. So we will do it again. And listen, I don't think the Cardinals, I mean, it's not what we wanted. I think the fan base rebelled because Mo did not go after pitching last year. And then they didn't get what they wanted this year. But still, listen, we were over 500, and they are our Cardinals.
Well, this is why I depend on you for positivity, because I feel like it's the exact opposite. But we're going to agree to disagree on this. But what are you hearing? I know you're on your way to North Carolina, I think, but you're not going there for the hurricane. But what are you hearing from that area right now?
So I can report very well. I am in Charlotte, North Carolina right now. I was actually sitting in for Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's on vacation. He turns 50 years old on Thursday. So I did his big show, Dale Jr. Download on Dirty Mo Media. So when I left the show, I got on Interstate 77 South. That is coming from the mountains, from Asheville, where Hurricane Helene, did so much damage. It did a lot of damage, right?
Yeah.
So everybody's been rerouted, because Interstate 40 is just demolished. Who would have ever thought a major interstate is caved in? So they diverted a lot of traffic, through Charlotte, and it was backed up. And, I mean, it just doesn't take anything. So saw a lot of recovery trailers. It's really simple. It wiped out towns and killed a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's not a deal where they're going to be there for a month or so. This is going to be years and years of rebuilding towns.
You know, there's so many little things, too. I mentioned this earlier, Kenny. So there was a story today. I didn't know this until my sister told me this. She's got a daughter-in-law who is training to be anesthesiologist assistant. I think there's a more appropriate term for that, and I couldn't get it out and pronounce it. But anyway, she's doing training, and they need IVs, to do the training. Well, did you know, I didn't know this until today, the majority of IV fluids comes from North Carolina. A lot of it comes from Puerto Rico, but North Carolina had a facility that went down, and that's going to create issues for surgeries across the country. So there's all these little things. There's a friend of mine that works for the Fed out there, and she said in some of these towns, and you can understand this because you can't get there, they're having trouble getting money, cash, to banks because they can't get it there.
Yeah, and the other thing, Chimney Lake, I have friends that have B&Bs there, people rent things. They have people that are stuck in the rental homes. They're having to fly them out by helicopter. And here's what's crazy. As I say this, I'm thinking to myself, I can't believe I'm saying this stuff in modern era.
Yeah.
People are stuck in rental homes because the roads are caved in. Please send helicopters. And, on the same note, but a little different story, Charlotte is a different situation because everybody comes up Interstate 95. Everybody leaves Florida. Everything just goes through travel through Charlotte as you're headed to New York. I learned that over the last 30 years, lived here 27 years. But you're right. And I didn't know that one about IVs. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that was an interesting little side note this morning as well. So we're getting reports. You mentioned the helicopters. I've seen some amazing interviews with helicopter pilots just basically begging for more helicopters, saying we need to get, you know, relief supplies to people and rescue people. There was one, I don't know if you saw this, there was a guy that was flying a helicopter and some dude who was trapped basically grabbed a vanity mirror from his garage and started flashing it in the air. And the, you know, the helicopter picked up that, or maybe it was a small plane pilot and they got rescued. But here you have a NASCAR connection, Kenny Wall, with Greg Biffle getting very involved here and doing the same thing. You know, he sees a family running out of food and water at an Airbnb and hops in there and goes get some.
I'll tell you what, he is a superstar. That is the real Greg Biffle. You go back 5 years ago, we had a major hurricane, and he's a retired NASCAR driver, but he's got a heck of a machine shop, and he makes really nice, hard pieces that are tough to make. He's got great machinery. He has a brilliant mind. Well, he flies a helicopter for a hobby. But 5 years ago, he got in his pickup truck with a trailer full of wood and things like that, and he was just going to Florida because he thought that was the right thing to do. Now, 5 years later, and you just said the story, here he is, just for because he thought it was the right thing to do, he heard some friends that were stuck in the mountains. And then the story became all too real. It's like, in real, people can't get out. So he fired his helicopter up, and his wife, girlfriend, puts it on like social media, and that's all it took. They rescued somebody, took them, you know, diabetes medicine and things that they needed. And Greg Biffle is a dear friend of mine. I'm not name dropping. We're going to have him on the Kenny Wallace Show, which he'll be on probably Wednesday or Thursday. We're going to talk to him while he's not running his emissions. So, yeah, Greg Biffle is the real deal. He didn't do this because it is in his DNA to help people, and that is so rare nowadays.
Well, and, you know, going back to you just mentioned this, but it is very difficult for me to believe that this is happening in this country right now, right? It's just, it really is kind of stunning. And by the way, it's about to get worse with this other hurricane down in Florida as well.
Yeah, and, you know, my wife, Uncle Bob, lives in Fort Myers. He left St. Louis years ago, all excited to move to Florida. And that poor guy, I don't know how many more hurricanes, he lives very close to the bridge that goes to Fort Myers Beach. We're checking on him, and I don't know what the latest is. But, yeah, I went to bed last night here at Mom's house in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they said that warm temperature there in the Gulf of Mexico is like wind speeds now up to 185 miles per hour. They're hoping it's going to weaken. But my friend flew Southwest Air last night, and he said that literally Southwest Air is kind of running, not missions, but term of speech, right? So they landed in St. Louis, and they came across the PA, and they said, please, you know, get off the airplane as quick as you can. We got to go back to Florida and keep picking up people.
Yeah.
So a St. Louis connection there, and that is from my friend Treb Jacoby, and he said it was the strangest feeling. He said they were ushering us out like cattle. Get out, get out. And so Southwest Air coming into St. Louis and going back to Florida, and they're just getting everybody out as quick as they can because everything shows that it's going to be one of the worst hurricanes. We hope it slows down, but last night it didn't look.
No, good. I know. And, you know, maybe the only I'm not usually one that looks for positives, but I will say this. North Carolina is probably heavily influencing these folks in Florida that might have been tempted to say, you know what, I'm going to ride this one out. And they saw what happened. And maybe they're taking this a little bit more seriously now.
Well, I hope so. You know, 185 mile an hour winds, and they're saying gusts over 215 right now in the ocean. That's what. No, that was last night around 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So natural 185 mile an hour winds, 215 mile an hour gust, that is the real deal. That's no joke.
You know, and on recovery, I'll kind of close with this just because I was thinking about this earlier today. You know, we have this debate back and forth and this nonsense with this administration, you know, forgiving student loans. People signed on the dotted line, they took out loans, and they knew they were going to have to pay it back. How about this? How about telling people who had their homes and businesses wiped away by floodwaters and a hurricane that we're going to rebuild their homes? Because who's going to hold that against the government when we're trying to help American citizens, right?
All I can say is this. politics has made it to where it's very hard for me to sleep at night, but I got to get this off my chest. It's going to be short and sweet.
That's okay.
If you vote a Democrat, that means you are not knowledgeable. It means you don't know what's up, because they're trying to make us be like this is wrestling. They're trying to make us believe that this stuff is not happening. They, as my mama would say, the Democrats are insulting my intelligence. It is just absolutely boggles my mind that anybody just wants to vote that way. It is so unbelievable that I can't even comprehend it. I really can't. And, I don't want to debate. I'm not going to debate because I do lose sleep. But all I can tell you is I know you got a lot of listeners. If you vote Democrat, that means you need to go back to school, because you definitely ain't thinking right. And you don't hear. You don't hear. You have selective hearing. So that's off my chest, and that's it. I didn't even have that plan.
Well, I loved it, and it's an effective way to close, Kenny Wallace. I miss you dearly. It's good to talk with you. You have a safe trip back here to St. Louis.
Lots of love, buddy. Talk to you later.
I think that that message probably resonated with this audience, and I completely appreciate and love that he got that in there. By the way, on the IV fluids, this is, again, my sister brought this to my attention earlier today, and then I went and I Googled this, and there is a company out in North Carolina that's called Baxter International, and they issued a statement that says, as we previously shared, Baxter International's manufacturing facility located in Marion, North Carolina, sustained critical damage from Hurricane Helene and is currently closed for production. Baxter supplies approximately 60% of IV solutions used in North America. There are a good portion comes from Puerto Rico as well. But on their website right now, they actually offer guidance to physicians and nurses, like extend the use of IV and flush bags from 24 to 96 hours when changing tubing, eliminate use. Some of this is not going to make any sense to those of us who aren't in healthcare. Eliminate use of keep vein open protocols, limit quantities of IV bags placed in warmers because that would avoid early expiration. So this could certainly become a bigger crisis moving forward. And who would have thought of that in connection with a hurricane? We're coming back with much more. Sue's News done by Fred in the next hour. Don't forget about that.
Get more at 971talk.com.